Hello and welcome to the Problematic Sticker Anime Podcast. I'm your host, Gary, once again here to talk about anime with my delightful co-hosts, Alfonso and Ben. Alfonso, say hello.
Hello, hello.
How has the anime been treating you?
It's been well, but also sad. Obviously, we'll talk about it, but just trying to move forward.
Yeah. We'll get into it a little bit. Also joining me, Benjamin, has the world treated you?
I mean, we were all a little bit sad recently, but apart from that, pretty good, thank you.
Yeah, well, we may as well get into it. Anime, manga, Japanese culture, essentially, lost one of the greatest minds that it has ever seen and known. Akira Toriyama, the creator of Dragon Ball and the illustrator for Dragon Quest, along with Sandland and various other projects, passed away, I believe, on March 1st, a week before they officially announced his passing. It's been a sad time. A lot of people obviously affected by this. We talked a little bit about it on our PSU podcast, Unchained. We've had more time to process it and how this is going to affect, you know, obviously Dragon Ball going forward along with his future projects. His latest project, the remake, I guess you can call it the remake of his original creation, Sandland. A new anime of that is going to be premiering soon on Disney Plus and Hulu, at least here in the States, at the end of the month. I think it's March 23rd. I don't know where it's going to be available in the UK, but yeah, that's coming, so check that out. But I guess the last project officially he's worked on would probably be Dragon Quest XII, which, you know, we still haven't seen any footage of, no screenshots of, but we know he was working on the art for that game. But as of right now, when it comes to Dragon Ball, Dragon Ball Daima would be the last thing that we know he worked on for the franchise. We found out that he wasn't really supposed to be involved in it. He later decided that he's going to throw in some input, and then that input became more and more, where he eventually became fully involved with the project, which is pretty cool to hear and see. But yeah, Daima is premiering sometime at the end of this year, during fall, I believe. But yeah, I mean, it's sad. The guy is kind of my hero in this world. If you like, Dragon Ball was my introduction to anime, introduction to manga, essentially. Because of him and that series, I probably never would have gone into anime. Watched it Saturday mornings, woke up at 5 a.m., I believe it was. Saturday mornings, they showed the original Dragon Ball on there, on TV at that time. So yeah, it's a sad time. Ben, how did his life affect you, and what do you have to?
Well, it was,
what do you want to ask?
As someone in the UK, really, we didn't have any anime until the 90s, and even then, it was limited. And Dragon Ball Z was the first anime I got to see. And then they've changed the. Then we had the bare voice acting when they got rid of that big green dub. But the Dragon Ball Z was probably the first anime. And then eventually we got. I think it went Dragon Ball Z, Dragon Ball GT, and then Dragon Ball here. Mm-hmm. Which was weird when, you know, but yeah, for pacing. But that's kind of how I remember it going. Dragon Ball was just so good, and it's influenced me a lot in my life. So thank you, Akira Toriyama, for everything you did. I'm actually looking at the Dragon Ball Z collection and thinking about buying the manga as we speak. I'm look like maybe I'll, maybe I'm gonna have to buy that at some point.
Yeah, it's funny you mentioned how for you guys it went in like reverse order almost. Like, most people to this day don't even know that Dragon Ball is a thing. They believe it all started with Z.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
most people never even knew Dragon Ball existed. Probably not even until Super Hero came out and that opening sequence where, you know, they kind of have the original Dragon Ball. it's crazy to think that people haven't watched it because it holds up so well today. It's still, you know, obviously it's an 80s anime and, you know, things were animated very differently back then, but it holds up so well. Yeah, Alfonso.
By the way, you can buy the whole box set of Dragon Ball Z for $150 on Amazon right now, which it comes in like a cool box. So
yeah, I have that. I actually bought that when it was on sale for $80.
Nice. And Dragon Ball is on sale right now for $70 for the whole of Dragon Ball. But I already own that.
Get it.
I already actually own the original Dragon Ball box. So I just don't have Z. Nice. So there you go.
Alfonso?
Yeah. The Dragon Ball Z, the first anime I started. And obviously, I grew into it with other animes. He will be missed. We talked about it, like Ben mentioned last time. He wasn't the first to start anime, but he changed it around the world. I believe because of him, anime is now part of pop culture. And we can see it. We have balloons of certain characters at Macy's Day Parade. You know, you had it in the World Cup where the Japanese team were playing One Piece and it was winning every game because the coach said, this is your inspiration. So it had an effect on the people who just love anime. It affected people all around the world. Some people take the anime in different aspects of their life and incorporate a different aspect of life. And it's all because of him. We said it before, if it wasn't for him, anime wouldn't blow up the way it is today. So I thank him. And like I said, he will be missed.
Yeah, I mean, Goku is essentially one of the most known fictional characters in the world now, right? He's essentially as well known as a Superman, Batman, Spider-Man. Like, you say Goku, people automatically know who that is. And that's crazy. You know, not many fictional characters like that exist in the world. And we've seen the insane love that the Latin America, or the Latins have, the Latinos have, for Dragon Ball and Akira Toriyama. We've seen the crazy parades in South America and Mexico that they've had for since he's passed away. The gatherings they've had, the tributes they've played. Like, I didn't even know it was that huge over there until this happened. So even in China, you know, the Chinese ambassador, I think, over there, even acknowledged it in a news conference of his passing and thanked him for all his work, which is unheard of. So yeah, it's a sad time, and everybody feels, you know, there's so many messages that went around from other creators, you know, the creator of One Piece and Naruto, Bleach, they all, you know, felt him and felt the impact that he's made, especially in their lives and the business. So yeah, it's been a sad time, but you know, the legacy will be there. Like, his name will never really die. It will be around forever. So essentially etched in stone at this point, right? Let's get to some news then really quickly. Speaking of Dragon Ball,
by the way, before we move on, remember, if you do want to get into Sandland early, you can read the whole of the manga over on Shonen Jump's website.
Oh, nice. Yes. There's also a game coming out as well.
Yeah, yeah. Because the manga came out like 2 decades ago, I think.
Yeah. I think he started working on it after Dragon Ball, before he did Z.
Yeah. I don't think it's that old. It's after Dragon Ball.
I think, yeah, it was after Z.
Yeah.
It wasn't in the 90s.
No, it was 2000s, I think.
Was it 2000s? Are you sure?
Yeah.
Alright. Yeah, there's a game coming out, which actually looks really good. So that's coming out next month. I'm really excited for that game, too. Well, we know Funimation is essentially no more. Crunchyroll is the monopoly of anime now. But,
well,
surprisingly...
Sony is the monopoly of anime Sony. Now.
Yeah, Sony is the monopoly of anime. The fact they're able to own the two biggest anime streaming services at the same time is kind of insane to me. somebody at the regulations missed that.
May to August 2000 is when Sandland came out, and then it was the full thing was published in November 2000.
Okay. Oh, R.I.P. Akira Toriyama. But yes, Crunchyroll. Now the sole distributor, I guess you can say, of Dragon Ball anime. But just recently, they've had this for a while, but it's not until, I believe, last week that they finally got the Dragon Ball Super English dub rolling on Crunchyroll. I didn't know this, because they've had it for a long time, but I guess it was all subbed until recently, where it's finally become dubbed. So yeah, now you can watch all of Dragon Ball Super, the anime, in English if you so choose, on Crunchyroll. Are you guys going to rewatch Dragon Ball Super?
When I get to it. Right now, I'm rewatching Dragon Ball.
I can say, all the Dragon Ball and GT and all that lot are on Crunchyroll, right? I think everything's on Crunchyroll now.
Everything, yeah. But Super was never dubbed until recently.
Yeah.
Or it was dubbed on Funimation, but just recently.
It's not maybe dubbed in England.
Oh, man, I'm so sorry.
It still says subtitled, so. I hope it's the French. I hope it's the French version.
You know what, Ben? The Tournament of Power, I feel, is so much better in Japanese.
Okay,
The final fight with Goku Frieza 17 against Jiren is so much better in Japanese than it is in English.
Okay, no, it's still in Japanese in England. I just wanted to double check in case it wasn't like in Italian or something. But no, yeah, it's Japanese.
Well,
but Dragon Ball Z and GT are all subbed and dubbed on Crunchyroll in the UK.
Nice. Well, Ben, it's manga time. You and I have read the recent manga.
By the way, talking about GT, yes. I know they don't need our shout out, but Team Four Star on their Four Star Bento channel, I think it's called, where they do like commentaries and stuff like that. They did commentaries on all their older Bridge stuff recently. But it seems one of the writers of Dragon Ball Z Abridged had never watched Dragon Ball GT. So now they've started to do commentary over Dragon Ball GT. So they're going through every episode of Dragon Ball GT and talking about it. So
is it like a 30 episode or a 30 second thing? Because that's how long GT should matter to the mind.
No, the 35 minutes was for episode 1 to 3. So,
oh my god.
I do like the fact that Kaiser Neko is like, I really loved Pan in episode 1 and 2, and then she sucks from episode 3.
Because, he's got a point.
Yeah, Pan was really cool in 1 and 2, where she was like a kick-ass, like.
Yeah, because it was female. Supposed to be about her, and then somebody's like, "Nah, let's make it about Goku again."
Yeah, so he's like, "Man, she was great in 1 and 2." I do, and then she's like, "They're like, we hope it's just a character arc, and she goes back to normal later on." Spoilers: she doesn't.
She's even in there less and less.
Yeah, they complain about Trunks have
more screen time than she does.
Yeah, Lanny Pater complains about Trunks' outfit, saying the fact that is he cold or is he hot? Like, because he's wearing a jacket, which means he's cold, but he's wearing shorts, which means he's hot. So he doesn't understand why Trunks is wearing a jacket with a coat with shorts. So yeah. Anyway, please go. I know they don't need to dash out. They got 189k view, and we get like 10. But please go check out Four Star Bento's review on the first episodes of Dragon Ball GTFS, as they called it. Which sounds like a swear word, but it's GT first showing. But, you know, yeah, please go check it out. Anyway.
Alrighty, Ben. Anime, or manga, I should say. The latest issue of Dragon Ball Super will release later this week. But you and I are going to talk about it now.
Yeah.
That's okay with you. Yes.
That's okay.
If you don't want to know about it, if you don't want to hear spoilers, I guess skip like 5-6 minutes or something.
More than that. Probably for the rest of the podcast.
Yeah, probably more than that. But anyways, let's get into it. We start off, I mean, once again, with the continuation of Beast Gohan versus Goku Blue, yeah, I think?
Is it UI?
Because yeah, in this UI. One, it feels like he went UI.
Yeah, he is UI.
Okay, so bootleg UI, crappy UI.
UI, it's UI sign. You know where his head doesn't go gray. It's UI. Okay, it's the sign version.
Okay, yeah. Well, the fight continues, but Goku seems to have the upper hand in this fight, which is kind of upsetting in my eyes. But Gohan has a trick up his sleeve. He powers up to a level of power that surprises everyone, including Beerus and Whis. He's upset. Though the fight is somewhat even, Goku goes fully Ultra Instinct. I guess mastered at this point, right?
Yeah.
So he's able to dodge every attack that Gohan is throwing at him.
Yeah.
Which kind of upsets Gohan. Because Goku, as always, is cocky. He's like, you can't touch me. And so Gohan powers up. And he powers up to the point, like I said, surprising everybody that's there. And as he goes at Goku, Goku's still able to dodge him, but not for long.
No.
So Gohan has found a way to move faster than Goku's Ultra Instinct reactions can dodge attacks, which is kind of crazy to think about.
Yeah.
And Beerus is super surprised, and he asks Whis what the hell that is, and Whis pretty much tells him it's something new that he's never seen before that only Gohan seems to have been able to achieve. To be able to move faster than...
It's not that he hasn't seen it before, he just said... It's not that he hasn't seen it before, it's just that it's a bit... It's not divine technique, and it's different than Super Saiyan.
Okay.
It's not like he hasn't... He didn't say he hadn't seen it, but it's just that it's different. And okay. He also then said he is gifted.
Yes. And then Gohan essentially explains what he's done.
Yeah.
He has essentially gone berserk, Brawly-style berserk, but he's able to control it. Which, of course, surprises Brawly, because, hey, that's his thing, right? So, essentially, Gohan can do this. Yeah.
He doesn't go berserk. He starts to go berserk, but before he hits the level of actually losing his mind, he then stops.
And he's able to control it. But he's only able to do it for a short burst. He can't do it fully.
Yeah.
Is what he mentions. He can do it for a short burst. And it takes a lot of energy to do so. But he's able to do it.
Yeah.
So now Beast, as we can see, is kind of on par with Instinct. Master. Yeah. Which I guess is seeding the sea or soil. Planting the seeds of where Brawly's power is going, right?
But then we also saw in the next panel that Goku then like one punches Gohan and knocks him back.
Does he one punch him?
Yeah, if you look after that, like Goku then goes back to UI and then hits him once, and then Gohan goes flying backwards.
I don't remember this.
Yeah, it's just after the Broly thing. Broly goes, I didn't know such a thing existed. And then they start fighting again. And then Goku looks at Broly and then punches Gohan. And then Gohan goes flying backwards.
Oh, okay. I must have missed that one.
But
it's during this that Goku, I think, stops the fight. Powers down. And he's like, hey, Broly, it looks like you want to fight him. So he's like, I really do.
Goku was just like, I'm not really here to fight you as in to beat you. I'm just here to see how powerful you are. Like, that was Goku's plan. It wasn't the fact that, like, everyone's like, oh my god, Gohan beat Goku.
Yeah, Vegeta makes himself. That point. It was like, nobody won. So in comes Brawly, without question. They start fighting in base form, and then Brawly wants him to go beast mode, so Gohan starts wailing on Brawly, and then Brawly then transforms. But once again, to everybody's surprise, he's just base Super Saiyan, right? Super Saiyan 1.
Yeah.
And his power at Super Saiyan 1 is essentially almost as powerful as Beast Gohan.
Yeah.
Because then they start going toe-to-toe. They think he's going berserk, at least Goku does, and then Vegeta's like, no, look, his eyes aren't white. And we see Brawly's face. He's got a smile on his face. He's Super Saiyan. And he's able to control it.
It looks a bit like roided out Trunks in that panel, though.
Seriously. But that's a scary thought, right? Super Saiyan 1 Brawly is as powerful as Beast Gohan. So they're fighting, and then Vegeta gets upset because he wants to fight. And then Goten and Trunks jump in, like, we want to fight Brawly. So they all start fighting. Vegeta goes to fight Gohan. Brawly goes to fight Goten and Trunks. And then Goku's over there like, well, I want to be a selfish bitch and continue fighting as well. So he jumps in. Beerus is irritated because everybody's fighting on his planet, destroying everything.
Well, not just that. Before that, also, he's like, Whis is like, so does that make Gohan a candidate for being a god of destruction? And he's like, no, not him.
Yeah, he won't be able to do it.
Yeah.
He's got too good of a heart. So I think Brawly's probably going to be his best option at that point, right? If you really think about it. I know people are looking at Vegeta because he's training with the God of Destruction powers, but I think he's going to want Brawly because Brawly is that destructive power.
Yeah, because Vegeta loves Bulma, as we know.
Yeah.
And it seems from carrying on with this manga, spoilers from ahead, but it looks like the original Daizenshu from years ago was correct, and which sucks. In which case, Goku doesn't really love his family, like in the traditional sense, like from what, you know, which sucks. I don't know if you ever heard about that interview years ago. I don't know when the interview was exactly, but it was a Japanese interview with Toriyama, where he mentioned that low class warrior Saiyans don't really feel love and connections with family members. To them, it's just comrades. Like, even if they've had kids, the person that they're with is just a comrade to them. So they're connected to them. Yeah, they're close, but there's no actual love between the two of them. And they also said that Bardock is a special Saiyan, and that he has shown love for Gine and his teammates, which makes him unique in the Saiyan world. Because it happens, but not often. Like, and they said that the ones that really show love and loyalty are the royal family. So King Vegeta, Vegeta, and of course Tarble. Hence why Vegeta is so much closer to Bulma and Trunks than Goku is with everyone else in his family. As we see in the bit.
Goku is the worst dad, man.
And granddad, as we can see from the bit.
Oh, even worse, yeah. But, yeah, so they all fight, and then it just cuts to all of them essentially exhausted, laying on the ground. Gohan's like, why the hell does everybody want to fight me? they decide to go home. They eat first, and Magenta's there eating dinner with them, and they're like, hey, that's the Red Ribbon Army guys, right? And they're like, no, we're just, you know, we wanted to come to apologize to Gohan, because Gohan's like, they're with the Red Ribbon Army. But yeah, no, they relax, eat, and it's time to go home. Vegeta's like, Goku tells Vegeta, we should probably go home for a while too. And Vegeta's like, you're right, Bulma's, I gotta get home before Bulma forgets about me.
Yeah, like she did Yamcha.
Like she did Yamcha, yeah. And, you know, his second daughter.
Yeah.
Or his daughter, I should say, his second daughter, Jesus. His daughter, Bulma.
Bra.
Is it Bra?
Well, it depends on the dub. The dub was Bra, and then Japanese was Bulla, I think.
Okay, I think, I don't know. I always said it was Bulla.
Yeah, I remember it being Bra because, like,
because other than Yamcha and Super,
it was supposed to keep with the naming family. Yeah, the family naming, because you had Bulma Briefs, Trunks, and then bra. Like, they're all, like, underwears.
Okay. Well, yeah, when Whis popped her out of Bulma in Super, what did they name her? I think it was Bulma.
It's Bulma in... It's Bulma in the translation, but it's because Bulma was... It's bra's name in Japan. In Japan, it's Bura. It's a censorship.
Of course.
So they changed Bura into Bulma. I don't know if it was in Super, but...
By the way, they get back in the car. Goku needs to hone in on somebody's power, and he finds Piccolo. So he hones in on Piccolo's power. They instant transmission over there. Piccolo's like, what the hell is going on? And the first thing Goku does is like, hey, I heard you become more powerful. Can I see? Piccolo's like, no, I had to go pick up Pan. And of course, this is where Goku's stupidity shines again. A question mark appears and he's like, Pan? Who the hell is that? And Piccolo gets super pissed off at him. And Vegeta yells at him and is like, no, that's
Vegeta gets pissed off first.
Oh, is it Vegeta who goes first?
Yeah.
I thought it was Piccolo in the same scene.
No, Piccolo was the next Pan. No, Vegeta gets pissed off. It goes, I'm going to go pick up... Piccolo's like, I'm going to go pick up Pan. And Goku's like, who's Pan? And then the next scene, Goten and Vegeta are both shocked. Like, and then Vegeta's like, this is the worst. She's your granddaughter, remember? And then Goku's like, oh, you're right. And then Piccolo's like, as punishment, you're coming with me to pick her up.
Okay, yeah, you're right.
And then Red Ribbon said they're going to be good boys from now on.
Yeah, like, we're going to go be good boys. We're just going to go be good and make drugs instead. Fucking hilarious. So they take off. And they apologize as they're driving around. We're sorry.
To be fair, though, drugs can be good, too. Like medicine is a type of drug. So, like, they could be working in the medicine industry for all we know. Like, drugs is just the term used.
Oh, like, I know. I think the idea is because pharmaceutical companies are evil because they overcharge for life-saving drugs for no fucking reason. At least here in America.
Yep.
It doesn't matter. Yep. They're still killing people.
Yep.
So they go to the school. Out comes Pan in her adorable little outfit. She sees Goku. At first, she hugs Gohan because Gohan's there probably for the first time picking up his daughter. So she runs up, hugs him, and she sees Goku staring off into the distance because he doesn't give a shit. She sees him. Pan's gets like, angry.
Who's that? No, she goes, who's that? Yeah. She doesn't remember who Goku is.
Did she say who's that?
Look at her
I don't
face.
Think they had any dialogue at all.
There's no dialogue, but you can see in her face that she's confused. Like, the expression of her face shows
I just
know
she was
confusion.
Pissed off. Because she noticed the hair was the same. Well, she noticed the hair, so I think she recognized him because of the hair.
Yeah, I think she recognized him right away, like, but she was confused in the first panel.
Alright.
Look, in the first panel, she's confused, then Gohan says, like, puts a finger up and goes, it probably says it's Goku, I'm guessing. Like, it's your granddad or something, like, in the next panel. And then she's got a shocked face, and then she attacks him.
Yeah, she teleports behind him, tries to kick him, he blocks the attack, and then she smiles, they smile at each other, and I guess hug it out. Right?
Yeah,
and the final few panels is them flying up into the sky. Piccolo turns around to look down at the teacher, who apparently knows that everybody can fly.
I mean, you've probably seen Piccolo fly off with Pan and stuff in the past, so.
Oh, maybe, yeah. And on the side it says, you know, final issue that they're going on hiatus.
Yeah.
So no more Super manga for probably a month. I think they're just going to skip a month.
Yeah, it's just a month.
So yeah, that's kind of where it ends. I think it ends on a good note. I don't want to say good note. I think they kind of tried to do a really good job of essentially establishing where everyone's power is. But I also feel like this is, again, Toyotaru's problem. Is I don't think he understands where anybody's power is, so he just wants to make everybody the same.
I mean, Goku still technically has a tier above UI that he didn't show. So,
which will then make him the most powerful, right? At least in the form of not being able to take damage.
Remember, you got true UI, which is above perfected. So, and he showed that off during the Moro arc at the Granola arc. So, and then Vegeta didn't go full power either against Gohan, because remember, Vegeta only went Super Saiyan Blue. And as we know, Vegeta has a tier above that with Ego.
Mm-hmm.
So,
see, I mean, personally, I think it would have, this probably would have been a good issue to kind of end Super, in my personal opinion. Like, they wouldn't have left any, you know, unanswered questions or anything, but because they introduced Black Frieza, you know, is that whole thing where they kind of have to address that now, right?
Do they really?
So
they could just leave
Frieza. I mean, they can't just leave it. Black Frieza just exists, and, you know, Dragon Ball is over until Daima comes out.
They're like, well, the Frieza's not pestering us, so it's fine. They're doing the old Superman comic. I don't know if you've read that, seen that panel in, I can't remember, I don't know what I saw on Linkara years ago. I don't know what comic of Superman it is exactly, but Superman was like feeling really depressed, right? And like walking around America. Like that's what he was doing. He was just walking around America. I can't remember what caused him to be so depressed, but like he was feeling like really depressed. And he, you know, he was just walking around America. And anyway, some came up to him and said, Superman, there's a crime going over there. And there's like these like a weird drug house over the road from where he is, right? And then he's just like, well, I am here and they are there, but as long as the crime is over there and I am over here, then I'm not going to bother.
That's pretty good. I think that's good, because it's kind of showing that no matter how much he does, it has no effect.
Yeah. So he's like, the crime is over there and I am over here. I ain't going over there, because that's where the... I don't need... when it comes to hit me, I'll sort it out, but until then...
Until then, yeah, I mean, it makes sense. You know, Frieza's somewhere else, he's not hurting us, so let him massacre the entire universe until he comes to Earth.
Yeah. Well, he won't massacre the universe, because he's just like Frost in a way, isn't he? Where he wants to own the planets and sell them.
Yeah, I mean, he's not the only... unanswered question, though, right? Like, obviously, there's Frieza Black, who is uber powerful now, but he also left because something came up for him. We don't know what that was. You know, he's like, I gotta go because I gotta do something. You know, we don't know what that is. We don't know if he's fighting some war somewhere that we don't know about against somebody. So there's obviously questions. So I do feel like they need to address those, because they never address them at any point ever. Yeah. So.
And I also now that we know that Gohan and Broly are both beast types, you know, Gohan's super, is kind of like the same, right? They're not exactly the same, but they're kind of.
I guess you can say he's Berserker going Super Saiyan, whereas Gohan is Berserker following Earth, because that's what his ultimate thing was, right?
Can we get Brohan in the future?
I mean, I am enjoying the fact that they're bringing Goten and Trunks back into the fold, because I think they deserve it.
And Piccolo, because Goku mentioned how impressed he was with Piccolo.
Yeah, it's true, but obviously Piccolo was the only one who didn't fight in that whole sequence. I'm just saying, like, overall, like, the fact that Goten and Trunks were able to fight Ultimate Gohan, at least, to some degree, we know they kind of went toe-to-toe with Broly. So it's cool to see that. Mag Daddy will hopefully be resurrected the proper way soon. Anything else you want to add to this issue? This final issue, I guess, until whatever comes next.
Yeah, to whatever the next arc is in about 2 months. I'm excited. I can't wait to see what happens. Though it does, that this does seem to end where Z ends. Because Goku and Nat arrive and meet Pan at her school for the first time after several years. Like, this kind of is like End of Z. So it'd be interesting to see if they go beyond End of Z with this. So, yeah. And make GT non-canon.
The World Tournament is coming, right? Because that's where the End of Z is. But that's the thing. Like, Vegeta, at the End of Z, he hasn't seen Goku for a while either.
Yeah. But they can just hand wave that, can't they?
they can do a lot. Yeah. I don't know. I think it might be closer to the end of the Z, but I think they'll have to do something to kind of align what's happening. And obviously, Black Frieza will probably play a big role in that.
And we got Oob as well.
Yeah. Who we know has been kind of instrumental in some of the fights here, right? With Boo and Moro. Yeah. But yeah. And who knows how powerful he is, you know, at this point. What's the power creep going to be there? Like,
I mean, he's as powerful as UI Goku, right?
I guess so.
Because
we'll find out.
Because his ki in the Moro arc made Goku go into that giant form of UI.
Oh, yeah.
So he has to be... And that was only a small percentage of his power. So he has to be stronger than UI Goku, at least ki-wise.
Yeah. Interesting. Yeah. Alfonso, anything you want to add about what we talked about?
I just want to know where Black Frieza fits in all this. That's it. Because, like you said, the power scaling between these Saiyans, which, yes, I liked all of them, got a chance to fight, and that was cool, but the power scaling between your powers, like, where does Black Frieza stand? Because now you
have he would have to stand above all of them. Because Goku is the same, almost the same power level as Beast, and Piccolo is a little weaker than Beast, you know, Frieza one-shotted both Goku and Vegeta when they're at full power.
Yeah, but that's the question. But the whole idea was to train Broly to go against Frieza. When Broly's matching Gohan, like, where I don't know. I really don't know. I don't know. That's not making this question. Where does Black Frieza fit in all this?
Super Saiyan 1 goes against Gohan. We don't know, like, legendary Super Saiyan or even higher than that. Or as I'm saying, I feel like Broly will get Super Saiyan 4.
Does he need it? I think at Super Saiyan 2, he's going to dominate everybody.
I mean, he doesn't need it, but he's going to obtain it.
I think it's going to be 3. I think Super Saiyan 3 is going to be the transformation people have always wanted out of 3 with Broly.
4 would be too perfect for Broly. No, maybe. Do I think you're looking anything like 4 in GT? No, I don't think it will look anything like 4 in GT. But I think it'll be a version of 4.
Maybe.
I mean, he basically obtained 4 in the movie. So
I wish they would have shown us how Vegeta achieved God without, you know, the help of everybody else. how do you achieve it yourself? You know, because we don't know how they achieved God. We know how Goku achieved it because they gave him all this power and stuff. But we don't know how they do it on their own. But anyways, that's the manga. Won't be back until March, May, probably. Maybe longer.
Yeah.
We'll find out.
No, it is only a month.
Yeah. So May. We'll find out where we're going.
Yeah.
Any other news that you guys want to bring up before we go into the anime?
No.
Nope. Alrighty. Ben, your recommendation this time was One Punch Man Season 1, and it was fun. Yep. It was a fun anime to watch. One Punch Man, essentially the most powerful being in the world, is able to defeat and kill anything with a single punch.
Yeah. It's basically that RPG you've been playing, that where you've spent 1,000 hours grinding to get high enough level to progress with the story, and then you find out you've grinded too much and you're killing everything in one hit.
Yeah, which he brings up all the time, right? He's like, oh man, I'm getting bored. I'm killing everything in one hit. But yes, the hero in question is Saitama, who's bald, and he looks really goofy when he, you know, is in his normal state. Even though sometimes they make him look really cool with his eyes and all that. But, yeah. There's a little backstory episode where we find out that, you know, he was going through a bunch of job interviews, never felt fulfilled. He got stopped by some weird-ass crab-looking guy who's after a kid who drew nipples on his crab chest. And he was pissed off about that. But he ends up saving this kid and, while getting his ass kicked by this crab monster, is able to yank out his eye with his jacket and vowed to train to become a hero
Yeah.
And we find out this is how he became essentially One Punch Man, which is a title he hasn't acquired yet. At least in the first season. But this anime is essentially every episode kind of is its own little thing. Where some random ass monster shows up to, you know, try to destroy and kill everybody, and he kills them instantly as he encounters them. Obviously, there's kind of an overall story. There's like a Academy of Heroes or whatever. There are points where there's multiple episodes of different villains that show up there, especially at the end where, you know, aliens show up to try to take over the planet. But overall, it's essentially him trying to live his life as a hero. And, you know, he makes friends with a robot, a cyborg, I guess. I forget
his name.
Genos.
Who is looking for a cyborg or a cyborg that wiped out his village. And they both try to join, you know, this hero academy, I guess. I don't remember what it's called. League of Heroes or something?
Heroes Association.
Heroes Association. So they go take these tests, and though Saitama like breaks every record when it comes to physical stuff, mentally he fails. He got a C in his ranking, so he is part of
I liked when they're like, man, you are the best. You have got a C. You've got an S, just like me. You are the greatest. And then it pulls up, and it's they're like, your C is bigger. Your S is bigger than my S. That shows you how good you are compared to I am. And then he's like, pulls it further up, and it's bigger because it's actually a C.
Yeah. Whereas he, the cyborg, got an S himself. And there's obviously a story thing there why they gave him an S. Which, you know, they don't really fully explore in the first season. I'm guessing that's going to go into season two.
It's because he destroyed the building. Like he destroyed the building with
the science of evolution.
Yeah. The science of evolution. He was there and destroyed it, even though technically most of it was done by Saitama. So they gave him the S rank because they knew he was there.
But it was also because the head guy as well that run the number one hero, he also wanted him there as well, right? Because they kind of talk about it. That's what I'm talking about. And obviously it has something to do with, you know, the cyborg. Ben, this was your recommendation. What did you like? What did you hate?
I mean, I liked all of it. I love all of One Punch Man. Like, I love the animations, I love the music, I love the fact that he just randomly turns up into trouble and then beats it up. Like, you get the whole story, like what the bad guy's doing, and just a random event where Saitama turns up and just kicks their ass. Like, oh, I've gone out to buy food, and then Saitama's, you know, they're breaking and trying to kill stuff, and Saitama's just out there doing grocery, and he gets pissed off because he wasn't able to do his groceries. Like, I like the randomness of like the monster of the week, just fun, turn your brain off. There's fighting and music and great animations, especially the last couple episodes where the animation is just incredible. So yeah, that's my view.
Well, yeah, the fighting animations were fantastic.
They
were really good. Even though, you know, he's not really doing anything, he's kind of just standing there as everybody else is doing shit. It still looks really good. Very well animated. Obviously, I haven't watched season two, so I'm going to probably watch it to see why so many people are upset with the change of the animation studios.
It was a lot worse than the first one.
Okay. I'll have to check it out and see then. They did some incredible stuff. I love the fish guy. I thought that was a cool villain. He looked like the fucking Joker, but a fish.
Oh, the Sea King.
The Sea King. And it was so funny that he was designated a bigger threat than a meteor that was going to wipe out the whole fucking world. I thought that shit was hilarious.
Thank you, Moomin Rider, for saving us all the time, even though you didn't really, but thank you.
That guy. Alfonso.
Yeah. I have hate and love for this anime. Hate because during the time that this anime came out, we had the memes. Oh, Goku could beat Superman. Can Satsuma beat Goku? I was like, really? Wait, hold on. You comparing a normal human to Goku? In that first season, I didn't watch first season at the time it came out. I skipped it. But season two came out, and they saying, oh, it was bad compared to season one. So I gave season one a try. And actually, I kind of like it. I'm not going to lie. I mean, there's a lot of dumb things that doesn't make sense. Like the training thing, 3 years straight, 100 squats, 100 laps, 100 sit-ups. Like, in reality, that's impossible. No human can do that 3 years straight without resting. You would die. For him to this is just crazy. And it makes your hair fall out. It's wild to me. But it worked for him. And that was like one of the craziest fights with that big beetle in the Science of Evolution. And, you know, his senses go off. Like, he's just standing there. And like, all his senses warning him that this guy is dangerous. And he goes to that berserk mode. And Saitama is not doing nothing. But he realized, like, if he goes out into the city, he's going to show the supermarket when he gets 50% off on his food.
And then he realizes that it's today. He forgot what day it was.
Saitama had these moments. Like, realistically, he doesn't care. Realistically, he doesn't care if it doesn't affect him. Like, the whole thing with the terrorists. The ball terrorist. He's like, oh, I have nothing to do with it. But because he's ball, and all of them are ball, he's like, no, I gotta stop them before they get back to me. some of my favorite moments, him against, God, I forgot his name, Sonic Speed? Whatever his name is. The ninja.
Yeah.
And he accidentally hit his nuts. And he thought I'm going to come back and get you, but he's so much in pain that he couldn't even stand up straight.
Speedo sounds Sonic.
Yeah. Oh, it's so good. Obviously, the fights with the villains where they hit him and they think they're really doing something, but he's just brushing it up so easily and then surprised, like, how is he doing this? So, yeah, moments I didn't care for, like his dumb look. Well, most of the time his dumb look. And him just one-shotting these enemies with ease. It's just funny, but it works. It absolutely works. My favorite character is Genos. Not because, like, I don't like his voice. He's too robotic when he talks. But his animation, when it comes to how fast he moves and his incinerate attack, I love to the fullest. I love every action scene from him. Obviously, the best fight is the last one with the alien with the one eye. That was crazy. They actually gave Saitama some trouble, but in the end, he goes back to killing the big pig with one punch, and he gets mad about it. So yeah, those are my highlights.
Yeah.
One Punch Man season 3 will be covering 5 years of manga, basically.
Jesus Christ! So they're planning to just finish it at that point.
No, they had an arc that lasted 5 years.
Oh, jeez.
So yeah,
For me, a lot of it, I agree with what you guys said. Some of the stuff, it kind of sucks sometimes when, you know, they introduce these villains, and I think some of them are really cool. They're all powerful. Everybody's having a hard time, and then, you know, he shows up, and it really shows they're not really that powerful, right? At least to him, in his point of view. It's almost like this was what the problem was with Superman when they first created him. The only difference is they went in because they knew how powerful he was and purposely made him weaker and gave him weaknesses. You know? Whereas here is the opposite. It's like, oh, let's make him this indestructible person who kills everything in one hit. You know, no weaknesses at all. He's essentially Superman without restrictions, right? Homelander, if you really want to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
From The Boys.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, you know, I like a lot of the characters. I like the villains especially. I thought were really cool. You know, the Fish King and the Cyclops guy was really cool. Really great fight scenes between those two. At least the Fish King fighting everybody else, not when he fought Saitama, obviously. And I really enjoyed that. But God, I wish some of the other heroes didn't look and like act so stupid, like especially some of them who are S-ranked, like Bat Boy, and like he just fights with a baseball bat. Like, why is he an S-rank? Like, what makes him so powerful? He just hits shit with a bat. You know what I mean? Like, stuff like that kind of bothers me. You know, obviously he was in it for like an episode where he was actually fighting, but like, why is he so much better than some of these other guys? Like, why is he higher ranked than the samurai guy? You know? But yeah, and the fact that they're all kind of just assholes, right? Like, a meteor is coming down and nobody shows up to try to stop it except, you know, Saitama. Genos, yeah.
Oh, Metal Knight, no, he is the biggest asshole.
Well, we don't know anything about Metal Knight. He showed up one time. He didn't even show up. He sent a damn Iron Man suit to do the work, just to test something. Obviously, he's going to play a big role because he's somehow connected, obviously, to Genos. But yeah, so things like that kind of bothered me. I like the Gravity Girl. I thought she was really cool. And the fact that they just ignored her at the end there.
Yeah.
But it's like, nobody questions, like, why Genos calls Saitama his master. Is like, he's ranked B at that point at the end. It's like, why is he calling him his master if he's ranked S and he's ranked B? You know, like, nobody seems to care about that. And the fact that nobody that whole time can believe that he was able to essentially do all those things by himself. But yeah, no, it was great. I enjoyed it. I don't see what the hate for the English dub was. I know a lot of people hated the English dub. I think it's because of Genos' voice. I think his is the only one that kind of wasn't the best. But the rest of the dub I thought was pretty damn good. But yeah, season two, definitely going to get into it. I enjoyed One Punch Man. I thought it was great. And the opening sequence was
awesome. Yeah, the LVO. Yeah.
I love the opening credits. They were great. Ben, what would you rate One Punch Man season one?
9.5 out of 10. It's really good. I enjoyed it.
Nice. Ben or Alfonso?
The same, 9.5. There's a lot of great fight scenes that overall I like, especially the one with Saitama Genos when he first like, oh, I know, once you be my disciple, all right, let me test where you at. And Saitama's not really trying until he gets serious, but he still holds back. And you see Genos turn his head, and he makes this big dent in the mountain. And like, how truly powerful is this man? It's crazy. So yeah, 9.5.
Nice. I'm gonna give it a 9 myself. Like I said, really good. A lot of fun moments. I love the mosquito thing where he's trying to punch the mosquito and he keeps missing with all his power. I thought it was really good. And then when he just slaps the mosquito, she just goes flying. Like, he doesn't even punch her, he just slaps her. This is really great. But yeah, no. I do hope, like, in the future there is somebody that he gets serious about where he does take damage, so we can really see what he's getting, because he's never fighting at full power, right? Even against the Cyclops guy, he was holding back. So
that's another thing. I hate the name of his attacks. So dumb.
Who's
Saitama? It's time to use my serious. No.
Yeah. good stuff. No, I enjoyed it. So, alrighty, I guess it's my turn to pick. Mm-hmm. And I am gonna go with the brand new, updated version of Trigun that
has
recently and has finished. The full English dub is available now on Crunchyroll. So yes, Trigun is my recommendation this time. If you guys want to watch the original Trigun, I'm up for that too. But for this one, I'm recommending the brand new updated Trigun.
Okay.
Alrighty. I guess that's it. Ben, shout outs. Where can people reach you?
You can find me at MJ_Chile on Twitter. You can find me on Moogle Gone Ready on Twitch. See ya.
Alrighty. Alfonso?
You can follow me at Twitter at Alexander7. Should we update the anime world, knowing that we won't be on for Easter? Because that will be the next podcast. But I think the next one will be in April.
Right. Yeah, we will not be here. We'll be back after Easter then. 3 weeks. Hopefully we'll be back.
Yeah, hopefully. So yeah, shout out to the listeners. Yeah, continue to watch anime.
Yeah. You can reach me on Twitter at Gagalush. That's G-A-G-L-A-U-S-H. Shout out to you guys. Thank you for joining me. Shout out to all the listeners. Thank you for listening. We'll be back. Bye for now. Enjoy the anime.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.